cost of living pressures are showing some signs of easing, with the latest figures from the ABS yesterday showing inflation cooling. Consumer prices rose 3.4% over the year, down from 3.8% a month earlier. Yesterday's numbers were better than many analysts expected, but some are continuing to forecast a February interest rate hike. Lucy Ellis is the chief economist at Westpac and a former assistant governor of the Reserve Bank. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Were you surprised by the numbers?
We were pleasantly surprised. We had expected that the increase in inflation in the September quarter was a bit temporary, that we'd seen a temporary increase in inflation that would subside. But nonetheless, the November number was a bit lower than we thought and in the directions that we were hoping for, but certainly good to see.
And what's behind the numbers in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, we've had a range of areas where there have genuinely been price pressures. Some of these are the result of, the usual volatility around, supply of various kinds of meat. Meat prices have gone up. Electricity, obviously, is the big element where rebates have come off. And so the sticker price that you pay on your electricity bill has gone up a lot. The price of coffee is very high globally, again, because of global supply issues. But a really important point is that many of the components of the CPI, the things the ABS tracks that have been seeing quite strong growth in prices, are things governments control, things like property rates and charges, things like water bills, which increased more around 13% in Sydney in October, electricity, as I already mentioned. So there's a lot of policy elements there that are not actually driven by the strength of the economy.
And of course, the key question, what does it all mean then for the RBA's February decision?
Well, the RBA has made it quite clear that it is nervous about this upsurge in reported inflation. And there is a chance they raise rates in February, particularly if the December number is renewed inflationary pressure is stronger than they expect. That's not what we think is the most likely outcome. We think they will stay on hold, partly because yesterday's number was a bit better than many people expected, including, we suspect, the RBA. And we'll know more about that. Apparently, the deputy governor is doing an interview with ABC later today, so perhaps we'll hear more about their views then. But we also need to be watching the labour market. The labour market has been softening a little, not a lot. It's still in good shape. But the RBA believes that it's tight. And so the question is, at what point does the RBA start noticing this gradual softening in the labour market and say, well, actually, why would we be tightening into an economy that, while it's still doing pretty well, actually is slowing a bit? So I think a lot of it will come down to how the RBA interprets next week's labour force numbers and the full December quarter CPI numbers that come out in a couple of weeks, because they'll be very aware that the monthly CPI numbers are new. We only first started getting a proper monthly CPI last month. And looking at the detail of the data, there's lots of noise and lots of uncertainty about how the ABS is measuring certain parts of the CPI basket with the new system. So the RBA will not take full signal from some of the noise in the monthly CPI, and they'll focus on what happens with that quarterly.
And when we're considering the question of hold or hike, I guess it's important to remember that while the figures were a little better than expected, they're still well above the RBA's target band. Is that right?
That is correct. They are, the Reserve Bank is trying to get inflation between 2 and 3% on a sustainable basis. That's what they're charged with doing and have been for 30 years now. Inflation is higher than that at the moment. But looking through some of that noise and remembering that interest rates affect the economy and inflation only after a lag, after a period of time, they'll be looking forward to say, well, you know, it's all very well what happened in October and November, but where do we think inflation will be in 6, 9, 12 months' time? And do we need to do something about that? That's the question they'll be facing.
An apprehensive time, I'm sure, for many homeowners. Lucy Ellis, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks very much. Good morning.
Lucy Ellis is the chief economist at Westpac and a former RBA assistant governor.